Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Get to the baseball. Enough with all the draft and Giants talk. We get it. Abdul Carter, Shador Sanders, maybe Travis Hunter, maybe Jackson Dart. We'll do that later on tonight. We'll get there. 888-808-1019. Both the Mets and the Yankees played earlier today, and both of them won. And usually I say to the victor go the spoils, whichever team wins. We start with them first, but it's obvious who to start with first. Because they haven't lost. The Make It Happen Mets. Make it happen again. It's a Mets world. We're all living in it. And before we get into the X's and O's and the Jimmys and Joes, I just want to start with conversation around what I feel like is happening, what I feel like is going on here in New York, specifically Flushing. Queens get the money. If you're a baseball fan or you're a sports fan, you got to appreciate it. I know there's a lot of people listening that are not necessarily Mets fans, and I'm not a Mets fan either. But if you're a sport fan, if you're a baseball fan, I think you have to appreciate what you're seeing. 888-808-1019. Let's go back. This is a continuation of last year. No, this is a continuation of the process that started 4 years ago, 5 years ago, with Steve Cohen coming in. This guy is starting to literally reap the benefits of all the things he's said and done. You're starting to see what he was talking about in real life, in real form, as far as changing the Mets. And what's the term? I was looking for it in my notes from a while ago. What did he say? He wanted to exterminate the pessimistic Met fan. This guy has come in with all the money in the world, bought the richest player in the sport, and you don't even really need him. I mean, he has talked about winning the World Series, and what I'll say on April 23rd is you can't win the World Series today, but when you get to the NLCS, when you get super hot like the Mets did last year and you start dreaming about a run to the World Series, all you can hope for is a good offseason where you do land the biggest free agent and some other pieces, and you make the right moves and the right decisions on players that were with you last year, and you just hope that they can get better and pick up where they left off. And the Mets more than have done that. I was listening to Locked On Mets. New Rico Bronya hasn't dropped yet. But the host on that show said that the Mets are 83-47 in their last 130 games. And then he stretched that out to 162 games. That's 108 win pace. No, I don't think that the Mets are going to win 108 games. And Steve Cohen himself went on Elon Musk's Twitter, aka X, and he said, We need to keep riding this wave. There will be mean reversion at some point, but there is something special happening at Citi Field. So much fun. His tweet before that was encouraging Mets fans to come out to face the Philadelphia Phillies, who the Mets defeated in the NLDS last year. And I think you have actually broken the Philadelphia Phillies, their fans. Like, their fans are not taking over your building. There are more people than usual in Citi Field in April. There is no Philly fans coming up from the turnpike, taking the train, and invading Queens. They don't want to come up here to see their team get swept, get beat. I think you've broken their will. If you've watched any of the clips that come from the NBC Sports Philadelphia postgame show, last night I was trying to find the audio. I have it tonight. We'll play it at some point if you haven't heard it. The guys that talk about the team after the game are broken. They're saying the Mets are Big Brother. Whoa, Big Brother. Yeah. Talking about in the division that the Mets are the bullies. That the Mets, there is no rivalry with the Phillies. The Mets own the Phillies. And they're talking about if the Philadelphia Phillies want to win the division, if they want to go on and have home field advantage, if they have dreams of going to the World Series, well, they got to go through the Mets. So if they're down in Philadelphia talking about October right now, we damn sure can talk about it in New York, but we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. Steve Cohen said, big series coming up against the Phillies Monday through Wednesday. Let's bring the energy this week against a division rival. And there were many people in baseball, fans like myself included, that said, hey, the Philadelphia Phillies are going to want some get back. And when you look at the odds for the World Series, the Philadelphia Phillies are one of the top five teams that people are betting on with the best odds to go to and win the World Series. The Mets just checked them, swept them, walked them off. And I just think that right now, if you're a Met fan, it's that stay down till you come up mentality, right? You're up right now. It feels good to be up right now. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Don't let anybody kill your joy or rain on your parade. I'm not going to be the guy to tell you, oh, well, you beat the Marlins and you beat the A's and you beat the Twins. You didn't beat the Twins, but you know what I'm saying. There's literally nothing to pick at with the Mets right now. There's nothing to look at negatively. Everything is turning up gold, roses, better than expected. The rotation, much better than expected. The bullpen, even as you got so deep in the bullpen today, you know, like if you wanted to be negative early on in the season about Danny Young, he's already turned it around. Spent some time in Hefner's laboratory getting big outs today. Didn't have that on my bingo card. You know, Edwin Diaz goes down. It was kind of an awkward situation. I was listening to it, and then I had to try and pull it up. I'm like, what's going on here? And then you're forced to go to Max. It didn't matter. These guys are so bought into each other, and it starts from the top. It starts with the ownership. I didn't mention David Stearns yet, but how good is this guy? How good is this guy? We knew it, but now you're really starting to see it. It's one thing from, you know, Milwaukee, small market, and not having the money bags, to now come over here in year two and start this fast out of the gate. The best record in baseball. 12-1 at home. It's unreal. It doesn't seem real because baseball is a humbling sport and you're going to lose games and the ball's going to bounce a certain kind of way. And when you look at the payroll of the Philadelphia Phillies, they've got a bunch of good guys. And that's another thing you could say about the Mets too. With the payroll that the Mets have, they're supposed to be good. But it doesn't always work out that way. 888-808-1019. It's working out. You know why it's working out? Because of the leadership. Steve Cohen, David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza. In his second year, this guy looks like he's been around for 20 years. I mean, he has, but not doing this job. And he trusts his guys. He leaves guys in there. He's confident in them. He's even keeled. And I think his same demeanor that he's kept from last year when the Mets were struggling to even when they were succeeding to now, like, he's the driver. You need a guy driving the car that's not worried about where he's going or what's going to be and just knows they're, you know, on the journey going to get to their destination. And then you can't say enough about Francisco Lindor. Might as well have captain tattooed across his forehead. He is a captain in every single way. the way that he goes about his business pregame, the way that he leads the team as the leadoff hitter and the shortstop defensively, the energy that he brings. So much for a slow start for Lindor. So much for that contract being too much for Lindor. So much for Lindor not adjusting to New York. Coming off of being the runner-up in the National League MVP last year, he's picked up where he's left off. And he talks a lot about the culture. He talks a lot about chemistry. And he talks a lot about a standard and winning and all of those things together. And you're seeing that right now with the amazing Mets. Let's play a clip. There's a couple clips that I put together from the post game today. And I'm just telling you, this is what it's about. I mean, we can get into, you know, Pete Alonso's swing. You know, we can get into Brandon Nimmo's play in left field or even Juan Soto throwing guys out at home, which, I mean, that's probably the strongest part of his defense. But what I'm telling you, you're seeing and feeling, and Mets fans, you are a part of it because you go to the ballpark. They see you. They hear you. They notice the difference. Let's play the starting pitcher from today, David Peterson, who last year had a quote that I used a lot in reference to the Mets when he talked about no one wants to be the guy to mess up. Everybody's pulling the same rope. No one wants to be the guy to let the team down. Let's hear what David Peterson had to say after the game today about this Mets team in 2025.
David, Manny was just talking about a lot of little things that contributed to a win like today. What do you like about the way the team is playing overall as a group?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good things that we can point to, and I think, you know, it takes 26 guys coming in every day and doing their business and pulling on the same end of the rope as one unit, and I think that's what we're doing, you know. Everybody's got their things, whether you're going well or not right now, that you're working on, but when the lights go on, we're 26 guys as one against the other team, and it's just fun to play with these guys.
26 guys being one of 26. 26 guys, when the lights go on, it's us versus them. And help is on the way, right? I mean, Hayden Sanger is out there making plays, but he's going to go, and Francisco Alvarez will be back. And you know what? Luis Torrens, you're safe, buddy, because you've been very solid. You've been very good. Jeff McNeil, happy Jeff, hopefully, right? Hopefully it's happy Jeff. Hopefully it's somewhat of the batting title Jeff. When he comes back, you know, a guy like Brett Beatty today says, I'm not leaving. Turns on a Zach Wheeler pitch and puts it 400 up in the upper deck. I didn't know Brett Beatty was like that. He has it in him. And that's why Carlos Mendoza and David Stearns and these guys have kept giving him opportunities when Mets fans were saying, he sucks. He's quadruple A. Get him out of here. Get this bum off my team. Looking for a negative when everything is positive. 888-808-1019. All of these guys are pulling the same rope. All of these guys are bought in. They know they have a good manager. They know they have some of the best players in the game between Lindor and Alonso. And I didn't mention Juan Soto yet. But let's hear what Pete Alonso had to say. And Pete Alonso is a guy that, as I'm watching him, and you know what, I got to meet Pete and be around Pete in Seattle 2 years ago at the All-Star game, and he was an All-Star last year, and I did so many shows where I'm like, yo, Pete Alonso gets disrespected, and all he does is big up the Mets, speak well to the city, the ballpark, the fan base, how he wants to be a Met. And I'm so impressed with this guy coming off of the offseason where a guy gets paid record-breaking money, and fans start talking about another guy that's in Toronto coming here. And other fans are suggesting Mark Vientos do his job. This is a guy that could have went into the tank. This is a guy that could have went to social media. This guy could have went to a podcast. He could have went to a New York Post reporter. Who knows? And said anything negative and bad. All he did was work out down there in Florida. Wait to meet face-to-face with Steve Cohen and David Stearns. And they paid Pete. And since they paid Pete, he's been nothing but money. He has been here through so many different iterations of the Mets clubhouse. He was just waiting for his payday. Now, the money is there. Now, the security is there. Now, he has the freedom to go out and be the best version of himself. He is playing like a complete hitter. There were times last year he was a complete loser. And I don't mean to, because like I don't talk down on him, but there were so many times last year where you couldn't rely on Pete Alonso. Now it's almost a damn lock. Now who else do you want up? When I go on Twitter and I'm listening to the game or watching the game, I say, paid Pete. Who else? Pete Alonso. This is his team. Pete Alonso, this is his franchise. And this is his season because you know what? He did the bet on himself year last year, and it's tough to bet on yourself and win. It doesn't work out like it did for Aaron Judge for everybody. But he's got a mulligan. He's got a mulligan, and he knows if he handles his business the way he is right now, he'll be an all-star again. And I know it's early. We're only like 15% of the way through the season, but there's chirps about MVP. Let's hear what Pete Alonso had to say after the game today, talking about this team in a similar kind of way.
About the resiliency of this team?
I mean, we're in it for each other. We're all playing for each other. I mean, this is a really great group. I mean, I've said it pretty much from right off the rip in spring. It's like this is a really tight-knit group because we have that. There's so many guys here from the year before where it's like we have experience together. We have continuity. And then the guys that were added just kind of, not just talent-wise, but personality-wise, they just kind of gelled right in. And it's like we've been playing together for years, so it's a really special group.
I mean, what else do you need to hear? Inside that clubhouse, there are a lot of guys that have been playing for the Mets for years. David Peterson, Pete Alonso, and they're in it for each other. So last week, I felt like there was a ton of distractions, and they didn't let them phase them. Obviously, they dropped the series to Minnesota, but it's Minnesota. It's cold. It's rainy. It's early in the season. Target Field. They should have a dome in Minnesota. Whatever. You kind of excuse that a little bit. But the distractions all centered around one guy, Juan Soto. And there's so much talk about Juan Soto last week with his comments about Judge. And then there was obviously comments about his slow start and fans booing him. And whether they booed him or not, it did not matter because there were enough fans in there to give him a standing ovation to drown out the boos. And Juan Soto is still Juan Soto. It's a luxury to have Juan Soto and not need him. It's a luxury to go out and get Juan Soto and know that at some point it's going to get to 80 degrees. There's going to be another stretch where you need Juan Soto, and Juan Soto is going to be absolutely dialed in and locked. And I know a lot of people make a lot about his defense, and he's had some mistakes early on in the season. But Juan Soto had come out of it in the Cardinals series this weekend, and, you know, he's going to be there with his bat, but it's good to see him there with his glove and with his arm and not making it about himself. These are fans and talking heads and pundits making it about Juan Soto because of his paycheck. These guys don't care what he's making. You know what I'm saying? Griffin Canning got signed for, what, $4 million? He's been brilliant. I bet you when Frankie Montas comes back, he's going to be excellent. Because Clay Holmes, what a steal of a deal for Clay Holmes. So let's hear what Juan Soto had to say today as everybody is examining his every move, from his celebrations or not celebrating. Is he shuffling? Is he whatever? Juan Soto is 1-26 right now. Go ahead, Connor.
You're not doing it with the bat today to have three throws home, get one runner out, and get two guys to go back. I mean, how good does that feel to help this team with your defense out there?
It's always great. It's always great to have some role, some part of the game wins. You know, I'm trying my best, you know, to come through with the bat, but whenever that doesn't come through, I got to do something else. You know, we play defense, we run the bases right, and I think today I had the chance to help the team with my defense, and I think I feel great.
Juan Soto is just trying to be a part of the team, too. He's just trying to pull on the same rope, too. Because of what he did prior to being a Met, he got a ridiculous contract. But right now, he's just trying to fit in. He's a 26-year-old dude trying to be a part of the team and really just happy to see the team win. But he's got to be clearly frustrated with himself because he knows he's a beast. He knows he's a monster. And you know what I know? The Mets signed him, and they don't got to face him. So that's part of the strategy too, right? You sign the guy, and you don't have to face him. He's on your team. He's on your side. So everything's turning up. Mets is a Mets world right now. We'll start with the Mets. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, I see you already calling, and I know I get a lot of Yankee calls, and we got plenty of time. I think I'm on until 2. We definitely got plenty of time to talk about Carlos Rodon. Was that Carlos Rodon being the stopper when you need? Aaron Judge continuing. And yeah, there's some negativity. There's some negative things to talk about with the Yankees as well, but it's all positive with the Mets, the best record in baseball, sweeping the Phillies.
not losing at home, 12-1 at home, 7-game win streak. I want to hear from the Met fan. Are you reserved, right? Are you proceeding with caution because you've been hurt so many times before and you know that there is going to be a time where this team struggles? Are you saying, no. This is it. This is what it's supposed to look like, a full ballpark, high payroll, a lot of good players, a good rotation, a good bullpen, and a good lineup, and getting good results to start the season. You play who you play, and you handle your business. 888-808, you know the number to dial. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back. Okay, let's get it, man. Right to the phones. It's been a while since you've been able to call The Fan and talk on The Fan. Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Let's go straight to... great name, Keith, out on Long Island. What's up, Keith?
Yeah. I'm naked in the bathroom. Sorry, dude. I'm washing my baby.
What did he say? He's naked in the bathroom. Sorry, dude. I'm washing my baby.
Bruh.
Ah, oh, man. You know, that's how we're starting off at 9:30 at night. Thanks for the call, Keith. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Keith, how are you?
Fantastic.
How's everything going? I had a dream the other night that they put you on prime time in the afternoon. Something that I asked Tony Page, will you stay? He said, move you out of the late night in the morning. And he didn't answer me that question, but I was very happy. It was a dream, though. I woke up and I got to face reality, but I hope that it happens, okay? Okay, now, here's my story with your son, okay? Let him play football if he wants to be a quarterback by yourself. But he should concentrate him on baseball and basketball. Because, you know, football, you know, especially as your own blood, I don't like the concussion and all that stuff. That's my opinion on that. Now, let me go with the Mets, okay? They're doing very well. And I think that Soto, even though he's not doing very well right now, the precedent of having this guy here with the highest salary in the world is making everybody better. It's like when he was with the Yankees. The chemistry in the team, Alonso, I believe it or not, I think is doing well, and so is Lindor, because this guy is the highest paid player in the world. Okay? Now, on the Yankees, I got four problems with the Yankees, brother. It's Volpe, the second baseman, the catcher, and Bellinger. You cannot allow the situation to keep going on. Bo Peak, how many more years are we going to give you? Because you're Italian, you're a homie, you're from the city. It got to stop. You either got to make contact, then how to get on, like Goldfish, the first baseman, who's making contact, the first baseman that we got right now.
Yes.
All he's doing right now is making contact and getting a lot of hits, okay? You have to stop the launch angle, brother, okay? And that's all I have to say. You take care of myself.
Thanks for the call, Lou. I think we're 0-2 on calls so far. I don't even know. I'm trying to go back to the Juan Soto thing. Juan Soto is Juan Soto, bro. Juan Soto has experience from playing in D.C. He has experience playing with the Nationals and obviously experience playing with the New York Yankees. He is not necessarily looking like himself yet, but like I'm saying, he is one of 26. He is, you know, really just in his first weeks of playing in Citi Field on the home team, being with this culture and this vibe in the clubhouse that was already established by Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor. And I think when you sign that big of a contract, when a team courts you the way that they did, when they make a damn mini movie about signing you, you walk in there thinking, I'm the man. And when you were with the Yankees, you were the man, but you were Robin to the man, to the Batman. You know, you were 1B to Aaron Judge's 1A. And so when you walk into a situation thinking now you're 1A, it's your team, you're the guy. And what we're finding is like, hey, we know you're going to be here for 15 years. We know you're going to be good. But we're not relying on just you. It's not all on your shoulders. We'll pick you up. The guy hitting in front of you and the guy hitting behind you will pick you up. It is just an adjustment. Let's play another clip from Juan Soto. It's funny because I dubbed the team the Make It Happen Mets in 2022. They were the Let It Happen Mets in 2023. They imposed their will and literally forced it to happen last year in 2024. Now they're the Amazing Mets, Never Say Die, making it happen again. And Juan Soto being a part of this, Juan Soto being here for not even 30 games yet, is starting to understand the mentality of his teammates. Go ahead and play that.
I feel like this is a team that don't give up. We keep working day in, day out, every inning. It doesn't matter if we're winning by a lot or losing by a lot. I think the guys are really showing that we never give up. And definitely our bullpen has been really nasty, so I'm really glad for that.
You know, also, I'm sure Yankee fans can relate to this. If you're paying attention to the Mets, which you probably aren't, it's my job to pay attention to the Mets, so I'm watching the games, I'm listening to the games, I'm following the post game, and I'm paying attention to Juan Soto. His tone, right? He's speaking kind of lower. He isn't as boisterous, and he's not boisterous, but he isn't as, you know, his bravado is not there because he's not hitting two homers a game. He's not driving in a row. He's just kind of, like I said, he's becoming one of the guys. And he says, hey, they never give up. And so he's fighting through some things. He's battling through some things. And baseball is a sport where you can't give up. It's a long way to go. But could you imagine the converse? The Mets struggling out of the gate with Juan Soto struggling. Or even if they were struggling and Juan Soto was Juan Soto, but they were losing games. It'd be even louder. It'd be even more about him. He's kind of been able to duck the smoke a bit because winning cures all. 888-808-1019. Andrew is in Shirley on the Fan. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good. Trying to get some, you know, better conversation and calls going.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's a good one. Listen, I'm over the moon right now with the Mets. I mean, 7-in-a-row, best record in baseball. The pitching that's been dominant. Pete Alonso, who is and should be a fan favorite, doing what he's doing. Lindor picking up where he left off, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, that whole year, I should say. It's awesome. But with the Soto thing, I mean, I'm just feeling for him just as a fan and a guy who's obviously going to watch him for the next 15 years. He's clearly struggling, and the thing that he's going to come around. But just like Pete Alonso, by the way, you know, it's going to be that one moment, that truly happy moment, and maybe in front of the home crowd or just a bigger moment. Like if that home run wasn't truly foul and it was a 3-run homer the other day, that would have been huge. And that's going to be the turning point for him, where he can really feel like he contributed in such a either clutch spot or big spot in front of the fans. And then it's going to be a snowball, you know, kind of traction from there. That's what it was for Alonso. Alonso had a bad season last year and maybe even not even that clutch of a year breaching into the previous. And all of a sudden he has that home run against Devin Williams. And that guy has not looked back because he finally enjoyed himself. Like that pure joy, you know, that pure happiness for a guy who loves baseball, and he has never looked back. And I think that's what's going to happen with Juan much sooner than that. I'm going to take to a wild card. And honestly, you want to know what I want him to do until then, though, Keith? I want him to have that bravado back, even if he's batting 112. I want him doing the shuffle no matter what. I want him having the same type of attitude or energy he's had if he's 0-for-4 or 4-for-4. Go out and have fun because your guys are going to pick you up no matter what. So, I don't know. That's just my take on it.
No, I'm right there with you. Good call. Good insight, Andrew. I mean, Juan Soto needs his Mets moment. He needs his moment. And I almost forgot about that just foul ball that he hit. It didn't count. But if that would have rocked the place, that would have been the moment. Lindor has already had his moments. I mean, he's had a ton of them this year and, you know, last year. This is a continuation. Pete Alonso, as much as Pete Alonso was struggling, and you mentioned him hitting that home run off Devin Williams, I always talk about how the night before, Mendoza said, you know, he's one swing away from changing the game. And I remember listening to WFAN the next day, and someone said, drop him in the lineup. And then somebody else called, and they said, drop him in the lineup. I'll drop him off at the airport. And I'm like, what? You literally need this guy. And then that night, he saves your season. So Pete Alonso has had enough of those moments that build confidence Pete Alonso has had enough of those moments where he knows he's going to do it again. And the game kind of slows down and you're not thinking as much, you're not pressing as much, and it comes to you. Same thing with Lindor. They're playing calm and free. You know, seeing Juan Soto not shuffle, seeing Juan Soto not, you know, look at the pitcher and nod his head, or, you know, check the ump and, you know, kind of go out there with that swagger. I even, you know, went back to some of my videos from the stadium last year. I gotta go to a game at Citi Field just to see how he runs out on the field. Juan Soto had this whole routine of like a little bit of a prayer before he put his hat on, and he would run and skip over the foul line and then go out there. It's like, he's got to get his mojo back a little bit. He's got to get his superpowers back a little bit. And I think that'll come once he has that big moment where it's like, okay, at the plate, I did this to win the game. I hit the deciding home run. I drove in the runs. I walked this off. But it's good that he doesn't have to do that. Another thought that I had today was like, yo, it's going to come at some point. But with the lead that the Mets are building in the division, and I know people are already running with the NL East is over and they may never look back, and it's not going to be that easy. But the whole plan should be to get to the postseason. And when you get to the postseason and other guys shrink, Juan Soto, postseason, same as regular season. The lights get bright, Juan Soto is ready for that. You get Juan Soto to postseason, then he'll give you some actual moments. Then he'll actually save the day. That's when you'll get to see Juan Soto perform as we've seen him perform with the Nationals, with the Yankees. 888-808-1019. Scott is in Scotch Plains. What's up, Scott? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Good to talk to you. Yeah, Soto's going to Soto. He's been hitting the ball hard. I have no concerns about him. I've been most impressed with the pitching staff. Typically, previous years, guys would come over to the Mets, they would decline. Now we're seeing the opposite. Guys get better, our homegrown guys, Tyler McGill, David Peterson, getting better day in, day out. Our pitching staff was supposed to be, you know, on paper, looked terrible before the season started. Best ERA in baseball, bullpen, locked down right now. I love to see it. I think it's sustainable. Our coaching is good. Management is good. President of baseball operations is great. Ownership's good. I'm excited. You know, this is probably the most positive I've ever been about the Mets in my lifetime. So good to see. Good to talk to you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Yeah, you know, the Mets have the best ERA in baseball with their starting five, their starting rotation. And here we go again. Another year we go into the season where everyone's saying that's the weakness of the team. Their lineup is one of the best lineups in baseball. Their top four or five guys are the best in baseball. But this rotation's not going to hold. It's not going to last. It's not going to work. Too many question marks. Well, they're answering those questions. They're putting up the numbers. And you can only look to, you know, two guys, really, like I said, Jeremy Hefner and his laboratory. I don't know what the hell they do with these guys, how they break them down, what they have them do versus not do to get them right. But all these guys are competing. And I think it stands to get better because arguably the best guy you had last year was Sean Manaea. He'll be back. And I've been saying it. I've heard other hosts saying it. Frankie Montas is going to come back. And you can bet that you see the best version of Frankie Montas. If this is what you're getting out of Griffin Canning and Clay Holmes making the transition from a closer, high leverage reliever to a starter, he's striking out guys. Griffin Canning striking out guys. Like, they have the lowest ERA in baseball, and they stand to get two guys back into that rotation. Like, they're good. And I don't think it's going to happen, but it was just a couple weeks ago in Miami where they asked the players about getting Sandy Alcantara. And Lindor, Marte, Soto were all lobbying. Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a great move to get him. You don't need him. You don't need him. Now, you know, there's another argument that you might need him in the postseason. You might go get a guy like that because you need an ace for the postseason. If the postseason started today, who are your 1, 2, 3 pitchers? I don't know. You got options. And it's so long from now, it doesn't matter. I just think it's like nothing to worry about. It's been better than expected, better than advertised. Let's take another call. George is down in Atlanta on the Fan. What's up, George?
What's up, Keith? It's been a while since I've called the Fan, man. I used to call all the time, but anyways, Keith, as a big-time Mets fan living in the Atlanta market for 7 years, I got to say I'm really enjoying these last couple of years, and I called to say that, you know, I know we got the most of the MVP, right? But it, as far as I'm concerned, Francisco Lindor, whether he's MVP material or not, he is hands down the most important player in Major League Baseball, in my opinion. This team is not where they wouldn't be sniffing this kind of success without him. And I just think he's a tremendous leader, both on and off the field. And he's teaching not only the youngsters, but the veterans how to handle success and failure. And that's what you call a leader.
Thanks from Atlanta, George. Appreciate the call. I've been talking about Lindor these last few days, about how well he's played at Citi Field. His walk-up song, My Girl, is a legit thing now. Back-to-back years where the crowd sings it. The song shuts off. They keep singing it. He is the leader on and off the field, post-game, pre-game interviews, how he goes about his warm-up, batting practice, and how he goes into the game. I had a stat pulled from SNY Mets last night that I used where it said no player in the National League has been more valuable than Francisco Lindor over the last calendar year. His F-WAR is 8.6. I know Shohei Ohtani won the MVP, but Ohtani is not pitching. Ohtani, I mean, the 50-50 is cool, but Ohtani is surrounded by MVPs and All-Stars and a ton of talented players. I know there's some talented players on the Mets, but like Lindor is the one setting the tone. And I think it's just a maturation process. I think this is just him now being here for years, where he understands what it takes. He understands what the expectations are. He can't start slow. All eyes are on him. You know, he had another kid, so he's got more dad strength. Yeah, you can't say enough about Francisco Lindor and what he's been. The last thing I'll say about it before we take another call is his accountability. Yeah, he's got the four errors, and there were two games where he made mistakes in the field, and it cost him. But what did he do? Stand in front of the cameras, stand in front of the microphones, take accountability and say, that's not our standard. That's not what the Mets do. It's on me. I got to be better, and I will. And then he immediately makes up for it in the following games. 888-808-1019. That is a leader. That is a captain. That's your leadoff hitter. That's your shortstop. Francisco Lindor is one of the best players in baseball. He's worth the entire contract. He's got a lot of people eating their words. And he's far from finished. He's got a lot more game left. I don't know, you know, when he's going to slow down, but he looks like he's for sure in his prime right now. John in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
It's already 1/7 of the way through the year. I'm just wondering, like, give me a cutoff point for Soto keeps playing, batting awfully, where you'll be worried. Just give me a cutoff point. That's what I want.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, it's funny. I told somebody already Cinco de Mayo. I'm like, if he's struggling, like if he's still under like 250, 270 by Cinco de Mayo, and he doesn't have the power numbers, the homers, the ribbies, like we're still waiting for that first home run. Like Cinco de Mayo. Once we get past Cinco de Mayo weekend, then it's time to be like, all right, what the hell is up with the guy? Has the money really affected him, changed him? Is he zapped?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's so crazy to say that once he got his big contract, he's got the money, it's all guaranteed for the next 15 years, that he's just, you know, kind of taking it easy, and he's not doesn't really care too much.
I don't think it's taking it easy. I think it's just like the chase and the pursuit and the hustle to get to free agency, and then when you actually get there, I can't imagine how much of a shock and change it is to just be like, I'm a Met for the rest of my life. I've got more money than I've ever had. Now I just got to go out and play. And now the part that was so simple before, that he was so excellent at before, has become complicated. You know, I don't think it's taking it easy. If anything, I think it's pressing and wanting it even more now because, you know, the pursuit and the chase is done.
I don't know. The whole thing with him was that, you know, he was all about the money. They'll go wherever the money is. That's all we heard with the free agency. I think, yeah, he just cares about the money. Once he got it, he's like, all right, like, you know, he gets that money more than winning, I think, this guy.
I can't go that far, John. Thanks for the call. I can say that he has a World Series ring already. So, I mean, hey, you could make the case that he got his ring, he got his money. But, like, these athletes are super driven and motivated for their own legacies. And I think choosing the Mets, a lot of that was a part of his legacy, right? He's never going to be Aaron Judge. And he's never going to live up to the pantheon of Yankees greats. Like, he'll just be one of many, no matter what he does, no matter how much he wins or doesn't win. But this guy has a chance to be the best Met ever if he turns it on and keeps playing the way we've seen him play for the next few years. I just think it's a huge adjustment. I can't imagine what it's like to have that much money. I can't imagine what it's like to have that much pressure, that many eyes on you, that feeling of just like, I don't know. He's 26 years old. That's a lot to handle. I know when I was 26 years old, I couldn't take that much pressure. I look at Juan Soto as a guy adjusting to new surroundings, new teammates, a new fan base, and also settling in still. Like, hey, this is it. I'm a Met. This is it. I'm on this side of New York for the next 15 years. This is my team. And also, like I said, dealing with the fact that they don't need you to be Superman. They don't need you to save them. They don't need you. It's a luxury to have you. They wanted you. They went out to get you. But Lindor is here. Alonso is here. Hell, Luis Torrens is here. Brett Beatty is here. Tyrone Taylor. Like, there is enough guys coming out of that bullpen and rotation to win games. You are one of 26. It is not all about, well, if Juan Soto doesn't hit, if he doesn't do it, we're going to lose. Like, I just think it's an adjustment. And I do know for a fact he's going to get hot when it gets hot. And there's going to be some games that he wins on his own. There's going to be some stretches where he's going to be the guy. Everyone's going to be, you know, interviewing him. It just hasn't come yet. And so what? They have the best record in baseball in spite of all of it. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, I'll take a couple Yankee calls, but in the 10 o'clock hour, I'll go into my Yankee talk. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this. Uptown, baby. Uptown. Keith McPherson, downtown New York City, on the Fan in New York. I think I'm on till 2. I should be on till 2. It's a 5-hour KM to AM, 9 to 2. I don't know. I don't even be checking the schedule, honestly. I'd be around and ready to go. I watch the games. I take notes. I follow everything I got to follow on social media. And then I come in here. Yeah, Connor's like, you're on till 2. But sometimes it'll be like if it doesn't start at, if it's not 7 to 12, and I don't know, sometimes it'll be to 1. And then we got to make sure Big Mac knows, okay, you got me till 2. And there's plenty to do with the Mets, with the Yankees we're going to get into in the next hour, and the NFL draft and the Knicks. Woo! In Detroit. But yeah, so in my live chat, shout out to Jay Dupree, a.k.a. Johnson Brand. He says, I think the elephant in the clubhouse is Soto didn't quite receive cold shoulders, but he hasn't received a hero's welcome either. And that's a thought that, like, you know, I think when he came into the Yankees, there was this, like, oh, we got Soto, Juan Soto. Like, remember Aaron Judge accepting his MVP and gushing about Juan Soto? And I thought some of that was a sell to get Juan Soto to come back, but it just seemed like all year was this Juan Soto. Didn't mean to whisper it, not like the Salicata Juan Soto, but it was just like, Juan Soto is generational. Blank check him, Juan Soto is this and this. You know, I think for the Mets players, they already got to the NLCS without him. Of course they wanted him from Brandon Nimmo reaching out and Lindor and all. But like when he came in there, it's like, hey, bro, like we're not kissing your feet. We're not bowing down to you. We understand how much money you're making. But you still got to show up every day. You still got to hit. You still got to field. And I think he is, but I just think that it's like he's trying to fit in. he's trying to, you know, find his way still, because that clubhouse culture has been established. Lindor is the leader, captain, and, you know, Alonso's been there, Nimmo has been there, David Peterson has been there. There are guys that have been there for a long time now, and Juan Soto is still new and still younger than a lot of those guys and hasn't had his Mets moment just yet, but he will. He will. Jay is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Jay? Hello, Jay. You there? Okay, I don't think Jay is there, but Thomas is in Kearney, New Jersey. Thomas was at the game today. Tell us something.
Am I on?
You're on now, yes.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people slating Soto for his batting, but I haven't seen an outfielder throw guns like that in a long time in an outfield. He saved the Mets 3 or 4 runs today. That game would have been over if it wasn't for Juan Soto's fielding and throwing. So all these people, naysayers about Soto this, or that guy brings, once he gets going, this guy is a ball player. I've never seen, I was at first game today, I was at opening day last year, miserable. Today is the first game went of the day. Very happy. Very content as a Met fan. Great game. But if you look back in that game, that guy won his game with his arm. He's got a bullet, and his bat will come around. That's all I got to say. Great game. Great result. Soto's a stud.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. Yeah, and it's a stark contrast from last year to this year. I think they've been almost doubling the attendance from April last year to this year. Soto comes up throwing. Yankee fans saw that in the first series in Houston last year. He threw a guy out at the plate. So as much as made about his glove or, you know, the routes he takes to the ball or him not standing in the right position when the ball is hit or, you know, ball's going over, when he fields the ball, he's coming up throwing. He's got a good enough arm to throw guys out at the plate. That, you know, that's there. No one can say that. I think I said in my open, that's probably the strongest part of his defense. I think that is one of the stronger parts of his defensive game. And I'm sure he's working on it. You know, it's a bigger right field in Queens than the Bronx. He's working on it. And I played the audio where he says he just wants to contribute, right? If he's not doing it at the plate, he's not going to be asleep out there in right field. He's not going to let the team down that way. If he's not driving in runs, if he's not hitting home runs, he's going to try to prevent runs. So, kind of tip your cap to Juan Soto. We see you out there defensively, kind of, you know, debunking what some had to say in the offseason about your defense. Okay, 888-808-1019. We're about to talk about the Yankees a little bit in this next hour. Let's go right now to Gordon with the update.